This episode is brought to you by IVP. Do you feel ill-equipped to respond to systemic issues of race? In our book, Faithful Anti-Racism, Chad Brennan and I remind readers that Christ has overcome the world, including racism. We call readers to put research-backed practices to immediate use, moving past talk and entering the fight against racism in hopeful ways. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Faithful Anti-Racism for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapters 22 through 24. Job chapter 22, Eliphaz's third speech. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Is it to God that a strong man is of benefit? Is it to him that even a wise man is profitable? Is it of any special benefit to the Almighty that you should be righteous, or is it any gain to him that you make your ways blameless? Is it because of your piety that he rebukes you and goes to judgment with you? Is not your wickedness great, and there is no end to your iniquity? For you took pledges from your brothers for no reason, and you stripped the clothing from the naked. You gave the weary no water to drink, and from the hungry you withheld food. Although you were a powerful man owning land, an honored man living on it, you sent widows away empty-handed, and the arms of the orphans you crushed. That is why snares surround you, and why sudden fear terrifies you, why it is so dark you cannot see, and why a flood of water covers you. Is not God on high in heaven? And see the lofty stars, how high they are. But you have said, what does God know? Does he judge through such deep darkness? Thick clouds are a veil for him, so he does not see us, as he goes back and forth in the vault of heaven. Will you keep to the old path that evil men have walked, men who were carried off before their time, when the flood was poured out on their foundations? They were saying to God, turn away from us, and what can the Almighty do to us? But it was he who filled their houses with good things, yet the counsel of the wicked was far from me. The righteous see their destruction and rejoice. The innocent mock them scornfully, saying, surely our enemies are destroyed, and fire consumes their wealth. Reconcile yourselves with God, and be at peace with him. In this way your prosperity will be good. Accept instruction from his mouth, and store up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you remove wicked behavior far from your tent, and throw your gold in the dust, your gold of Ophir, among the rocks in the ravines, then the Almighty himself will be your gold, and the choicest silver for you. Surely, then you will delight yourself in the Almighty, and will lift up your face toward God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows to him. Whatever you decide on a matter, it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. When people are brought low, and you say, lift them up, then he will save the downcast. He will deliver even someone who is not innocent, who will escape through the cleanness of your hands. Job chapter 23. Job's reply to Eliphaz. Then Job answered, even today my complaint is still bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I could come to his place of residence. I would lay out my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know with what words he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me with great power? No, he would only pay attention to me. There, an upright person could present his case before him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. The inaccessibility and power of God. If I go to the east, he is not there, and to the west, yet I do not perceive him. In the north, when he is at work, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I see no trace of him. But he knows the pathway that I take. If he tested me, I would come forth like gold. My feet have followed his footsteps closely. I have kept to his way and have not turned aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my allotted portion. But he is unchangeable, and who can change him? Whatever he has desired, he does, for he fulfills his decree against me, and many such things are his plans. That is why I am terrified in his presence. When I consider, I am afraid because of him. Indeed, God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I have not been silent because of the darkness, because of the thick darkness that covered my face. Job chapter 24. The apparent indifference of God. Why are times not appointed by the Almighty? Why do those who know him not see his days? Men move boundary stones. They seize the flock and pasture them. They drive away the orphan's donkey. They take the widow's ox as a pledge. They turn the needy from the pathway, and the poor of the land hide themselves together. Like wild donkeys in the wilderness, they go out to their labor, seeking diligently for food. The arid rift valley provides food for them and for their children. They reap fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked because they lack clothing. They have no covering against the cold. They are soaked by mountain rains and huddle in the rocks because they lack shelter. The fatherless child is snatched from the breast. Infant of the poor is taken as a pledge. They go about naked without clothing and go hungry while they carry the sheaves. They press out the olive oil between the rows of olive trees. They tread the wine presses while they are thirsty. From the city, the dying groan and the wounded cry out for help, but God charges no one with wrongdoing. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, and they do not stay on its paths. Before daybreak, the murderer rises up. He kills the poor and the needy. In the night, he is like a thief. And the eye of the adulterer watches for the twilight, thinking, "No eye can see me," and covers his face with a mask. In the dark, the robber breaks into houses, but by day, they shut themselves in. They do not know the light. For all of them, the morning is to them like deep darkness. They are friends with the terrors of darkness. You say, "He is foam on the face of the waters." Their portion of the land is cursed so that no one goes to their vineyard. The drought as well as the heat snatch up the melted snow, so the grave snatches up the sinner. The womb forgets him. The worm feasts on him. No longer will he be remembered. Like a tree, wickedness will be broken down. He preys on the barren and childless woman and does not treat the widow well. But God drags off the mighty by his power. When God rises up against him, he has no faith in his life. God may let them rest in a feeling of security, but he is constantly watching all their ways. They are exalted for a little while, and then they are gone. But they are brought low, like all others, and gathered in, and like a head of grain, they are cut off. If this is not so, who can prove me a liar and reduce my words to nothing? New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Healing and forgiving a paralytic. After getting into a boat, he crossed to the other side and came to his own town. Just then, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Have courage, son. Your sins are forgiven." Then some of the experts in the law said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he said, "Why do you respond with evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your stretcher and go home." So he stood up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were afraid and honored God who had given such authority to men. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, even passages that are just difficult to read, oh God, as we're reading the ways that Eliphaz was accusing Job of suffering because of his own evil, and which we know was false and not true. God, would you help us, oh God, that when we are experiencing suffering and we're experiencing trials, oh God, and when friends and family turn and become like friends of Job and begin to blame us, oh God, for our own suffering, as particularly when we have actually been blameless, right? When we have actually been walking by faith and not by sight, and when we have been walking in obedience by your grace, of course, not in our own strength, but by the grace and the power that the Holy Spirit provides, oh God, we just pray that you would help us, oh God, to continually look to you, to give us discernment, oh God, on whose counsel to reject and whose counsel to accept, oh God, and to know, oh God, that ultimately it is you, oh Lord God, who holds the times and seasons in our hands, oh Lord. We know that your word says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, oh God. And yes, indeed, there are times that we do suffer as a consequence of our own decision, our own choices. Absolutely. But God, we also know that there are times that we are suffering not as a result of what we have done, oh God, but simply because this is just the way life is in this fallen world. So would you help us to look to you and to hold on to your unchanging hand, knowing that it's you that's holding on to us, and God, and knowing that we are in the palm of your hands, oh Lord God, that you are near with us, even in the midst of our trials and our sufferings, oh God. And we thank you. I thank you so much for the testimony, oh God, in Matthew of the paralytic, who was healed, not only because of his faith, but the faith of his friends, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that in the kingdom of God, we can borrow the faith of our siblings in Christ. We thank you for that, oh God, because there are times where it's just so hard. It can be so difficult to trust and to hold on and cling to hope and to faith, oh God, when it feels like you are pressed and hard pressed on every single side, oh God. We just thank you so much that we have a community of believers that can uphold us, oh God. And for those that do not have that community, God, I pray you provide it for them. God, I pray that even this prayer would be a blessing to those, oh God, who are lacking such community, such friends to lift them up and to carry them to the King in their time of need, oh God. So we know your eye is on them. We pray that you will be near to them. You are Emmanuel, God with us, oh God. Make that known to those who are struggling right now. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.